Welcome to Face. Being adopted has many facets. You're now part of a loving family, to be sure, but there's also a wanting to know where you came from. That's the story of Randy Pierce, who, along with his wife, Kathy, went to great lengths to find his biological mom.
I was adopted at birth by Harold and Florence Pierce. My formative years were in East Texas in Kilgore. I graduated high school there, and I went to school at Baylor University, graduated from there, went on to meet Catherine. During that time, both my parents passed away. Our older son, he began asking questions about our heritage. And I told him, well, I don't know. I wasn't really sure. I'm not real clear about that because I was adopted. I really had not given it much thought.
So the whole family had been very curious about Randy's ethnicity and his heritage. So the first thing we needed to do was to contact the hospital in San Antonio and petition to have the adoption records opened. Randy had to take a psychological test, and we had to write an essay about why we wanted the records open and that type of thing. And then after some time, they sent us a big envelope that had paperwork and information about it. And in that, we learned that Randy's biological mother's name was Ada Renee Rock, and she was a full-blooded Cherokee Indian. Well, we first did a search to see if we could find Ada Renee Rock, and we couldn't find anyone by that name. So we enlisted the help of Randy's cousin, who's really into genealogy. And she told us about this list that was called the Dawes Roll. Everyone on the list was considered to be Cherokee. We were able to get her current name and phone number, and then we were able to call her. Whenever I first got her on the phone, I said, "Do you remember the son that you gave up for adoption?" And she said, "Well, yes, of course." And then she said, "I don't know what to say. I'm just sitting here crying. I'm so happy. I've always wondered about him and always wondered how he was doing, and I'm just so happy to hear from you."
And Ada and I spoke for the first time. It was enriching, enlightening. I was stunned at just the situation.
And so we called Ada and told her that we would be coming. And she was a little hesitant at first. And she said, "Well, I have two daughters and a son, but I haven't told any of them about Randy." And she finally got them all together and told them. And then they were all so excited, they all wanted to meet you.
As I walked into the room, I thought, this is an opportunity to answer their questions. I know that they have questions.
And eventually, Ada invited us to come to a family reunion.
They had photo albums, you know, and all laid out like a lot of families have.
And sadly, after that, Ada's health started to deteriorate. It was just really a special time for you to be able to be there and be there with her and to have some time to let her know that you love her and to let her say the same thing to you, that she loved you.
2 weeks later, I got an email said that Ada had passed away. I was fortunate enough to have gone and visited them one more time.
So we're very thankful that we were able to find out about Ada and that family, which kind of got started later, but it still is very special and very dear to us.
And thank you for doing all the research and all the effort and going through all of that stuff to make it possible. That was a real labor of love. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome. I was happy to do it.
Discovery is the culmination of a worthwhile journey, and it seems the journey was well worth the time. Face to face.